been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Volume control is set. Do not readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
That's true. It is another fascinating, awesome Not For Air Underground here on podunkradio.com. How's it going? I hope it's good. I know it's good on my end, kind of. It's raining, so that's nice because I don't have any air conditioning currently in my house, so I'm having flashbacks to the good old Not For Air days where I used to hang out at Matt's house before I moved in, where we couldn't have the heat on. Air on. So it was not, it was fucking hot box. But anyway, you know, I'm kind of like remembering those days. But man, we had a lot of fun. We used to sit up all night and play PlayStation 2 and watch horror movies, so that's pretty awesome. So anyway, welcome. So, how's it going? And what is everybody else doing? I skipped the week. I got a new job because this doesn't pay anything. So I'm working to make money for this. And, you know, so I got a new job, a little bit better than my old job, but it's still a job. And also, we just came off of Reunite Fest. See, I hit the fucking thing again. I got to get used to this arm. So yeah, Reunite Fest, that was pretty awesome. A lot of the bands were, well, all the bands were good, but it was definitely interesting, to say the least. I guess Exploding Horse Boy, it was fucking weird. It was, I don't know what to describe it. It was just fucking weird. And then there, I guess it was called Tishy Pop. It was like some art piece, weird fucking, I don't even know what the fuck it was. It wasn't bad. I just didn't know what it was. But I didn't hate it. I just don't know what it was. And it confuses me. Much like Common Core Math apparently also confuses me now. Because I don't know why you have to add extra shit to make it harder than it has to be. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, Reunite Fest was pretty awesome. Thanks to Stoke Show, Florida, Maxim Entertainment, Charbroil, and El Bendito, Power Hour of Love, which comes on right after this. Those guys were there as well, Big Dog Comics. So it was a fucking cool event. It was very busy over at the distillery, so very good, very happy about that. Despite, you know, other people trying to put on their open mic bullshit the same night, you know, but claim, you know, support local music, but fuck the Reunite thing we got going on that had music in the scene fucking decades ago. Whatever. So, anyway. Yeah, it was a success. I have to say, Reunite was awesome. We had fun. We were there. Me, Jeff, and Isis. Me and Power Down Irish Jeff, so that was cool. And along with other people. And it was a fun time. It was good to see people, you know, support local music and that kind of thing. So that's it for now. There's not a lot of much other big local events coming up, I don't think. So it was, you know, Brian Jackson, Reunite. It was pretty much it. No big, big, like, you know, festival type shit happening anytime soon. I know there's some shows coming up over at Oceanside. I think it was the Metal End. I think we're going to start up Cutthroat Metalcast again, I hope. I kind of want to, although this new job limits me. And I haven't really done anything else. So, and it's really fucking hot right now, so it's kind of hard to fuck around with this electronic stuff in the fucking hot box. But whatever, it's my show, so. But yeah, definitely tune into the Power Hour Love after this. Good show. Probably better than this show. Actually, a lot of the shows on here are better than this show. Definitely Loud, Fast, and Shitty is awesome. And, of course, Sick Boys Radio and our good friends over at Brothers Grimm and Best Tables in Hell. If you would like to join this fine punk rock alternative station and host your own radio show, podcast, broadcast, whatever, you can always write me at notforair@live.com, and we'll go from there. I'll see, you know, I'll take a listen and see what you got going on. I don't mind. I think it'd be cool. I'm trying to get more South Florida people involved, because really doing a podcast is not fucking hard. It's hard for some people, but it's not hard for me. And I know plenty of people now that are doing it just fine. So it's not rocket science, you know? Anyway. So we got a couple things coming up, actually, soon. We got this thing in Florida. It's called Sunfest. It's this local fucking, I don't know how to put it. It's like a festival thing, like a Warped Tour. But it takes place on the ocean, the waterfront of the river, intercoastal, down in Palm Beach. And it runs for like 5-6 days, something like that. And it's fucking expensive, but there's a lot of bands that play on it, all different genres and styles. Most of it is radio play stuff. So a lot of the FM and iHeartRadio people will be there doing their radio thing. That's cool. And, yeah, so anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to play some more tunes. I'm going to come back and we're going to go over the lineup and I'm going to play some tunes. And I'm also going to start up my, let's see what the fuck is happening with the Warped Tour, because, summer's going to be here in a couple months. Warped Tour is playing and I've seen some of the lineup so far. So I'd like to go ahead and take a listen to some of the bands, the ones I don't really know, and see if truly Warped Tour is worth going. I know it's worth going for kids, but is it truly worth going for an adult that's clearly in his 30s? So we don't know. I sure as fuck don't know. I just don't know. I just sometimes think there's local shows that are better than these big fucking festivals. It's really kind of like, what are you into, you know? I'm in the crap, I guess, so. Here's Pigpen, though. They're pretty good.
I'm gonna save my safe, save what you want for the last thing that I wanna do is hurt you. No time to run. a plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow?
God damn it. I am a human being. Not really. So yeah, pretty good stuff, right? So that was the Interrupters. I heard that back on Faction on Sirius, and I'm like, dude, this is actually really fucking good. So I had to look it up and figure out who it was. And I'm like, you know what? This band's actually not bad at all. Kind of reminds me of the 90s a little bit. So I dig it. It's definitely a fun fucking band. I think they're, like I said, based in California. I think they're from L.A., So I would definitely want to see them in a club or something, or a bar, for a concert. I think that'd be pretty sweet. And before that, we had, of course, the Treasure Coast. That's right, Philly. The Treasure Coast Church Girls, who just opened again for a couple other headlining bands, Unwritten Law and Phoenix TX, this past Saturday, which I did not go because I didn't feel like it. I was tired. I didn't feel like it. As I'm getting older, I don't want to do crowds of people. Cons are one thing, especially when I'm working. If I'm, like, working at an event, it doesn't bother me as much. If I'm doing the radio stuff or podcasting or geeky shit, whatever. That doesn't bother me. But it's like when I'm just hanging out and there's a shit ton of people and I'm standing all fucking day. Nah, I can't do it. I just don't want to do it. I'd rather go to, like I said, a small club or something. And then, yeah, the Inlet was, it's outside by the beach. I know, but I just wasn't feeling it that day. So, I don't have the money. I had to cut back some expenses. I had to buy some shit. So anyway, whatever. Nobody cares about your problems, McPatches. I could do a GoFundMe and be lazy, I guess, but whatever. And not all people that do GoFundMes are lazy, but anyway. But before that, yeah, it was Church Girls. They're always awesome to see. Natasha and, you know, everybody there is pretty awesome. So what's next? Well, let's find out who we got at Sunfest. I got to whisper that. Yeah, no, let's see what's going on at Sunfest. Here we go. We have Duran Duran, which I'm sure makes Nicole extremely happy. Yeah, a little fact about my wife. Is a big Durani, not as big as she used to be. Her aunt, actually, Sandy, who was here a couple weeks ago in England. Yeah, Nicole's seen Duran quite a few times, and so there, you know, was a big Duran fan. I don't know if she likes her newer stuff, but yeah, so that's a little thing about my wife, Nicole Velakis, author, host of Underground Horror Radio. So anyway, here we got Duran Duran, Alabama Shakes, I don't know who that is, Meghan Trainor, she's all right. It's not, yeah, she has some good catchy tunes, but it's not, you know, it's not really my bag of tea all the time. Some of them are too slow.
God damn it, get over here.
Train's okay. Jason Derulo, don't like him. Steve Aoki, or Aoki, is that how you say it? I'm a racist. Death Cab for Cutie sucks. G-Eazy, I don't know any of this shit. Slightly Stupid, that's cool. ZZ Top, that's old school. Bastille, Walk the Moon, The Roots, Fits in the Tantrums, Capital Cities, Evanescence, yeah, Evanescence is alright. I used to, Flogging Molly, that's cool. Andy Grammer, Rick Springfield, whatever. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, what the fuck is Salt and Pepper, ho. Goldfinger. Okay, now we're getting somewhere pretty good. I don't know who Joy the Formidable is. Watch the Doctors, a dude with a giant duck head. That's kind of cool. I don't know the rest of these. You know what? Okay, here's what we're going to play. So thanks to our good friend at Spotify. We're actually going to play some of these. Just to kind of get an idea of what it sounds like. So Secret Weapons, that looks like shit. Let's see what that sounds like. I can't even fucking spell secrets.
God damn.
I think it's Secret Weapons. Oh, it is. Oh, it is. I saw the picture. Here we go.
Come on.
They have like one fucking song on Spotify. Fuck you. I'm not in the mood for that. I've also been drinking a little bit. Alright, let's try Cade. Right? How bad can that be? I can't even sit through this stuff. Judah and the Lion. That sounds like something I would, you know, want to check out. I like that. As soon as I put Judah in, Judas Priest pops up. Because, you know, it's fucking Judas Priest. That's always good. Is this hipster music that belongs at some kind of cafe? Let's find out.
All right, ready? Take it all back, take it all back, take it all back. I take it all back just to have you.
So nice when the people sang along. Singing along. No. I want to find out what Watch the Duck is. I have to know.
Better look like we making love on the damn floor. I hear Granny doing drugs on the damn floor. Right here behind you, oh, you trying to get it? Hold up, excuse me, what my manners at?
So far, this sucks. All right, let's find out what fizz and the tantrums are. So current alternative, which almost sounds like retro alternative. Kind of. It kind of does. You know, it sort of does. I don't know. I don't know. It just, it had this weird fucking, I don't know. But it'll definitely never fucking match the awesomeness of this. Fucking love the 90s. Oh, this could have been the 80s, actually. I don't remember. '86. So, even better.
Sex.
So a curious thing happened last week, which made me laugh in terror because it was so fucking funny, I could not help. And we'll get back to, I think we're done with Sunfest. It's a shit show, other than a couple bands, and they're not on the same day, they're all spread out. So you'd almost have to fucking, buy a 5-day pass to constantly drive down 45 minutes for this goat fuck. So, for me, it's a negative. But, last week. I gotta get to my Facebook page here. Except I got so much shit on my page. Oh, by the way, I saw Batman Superman. I'll get a review for it. And probably one for SLC Punk 2. Punk's Dead. I own it on digital download, so I'm actually going to do a review for it, about the movie. All right, so last week, the geniuses over at Microsoft, you know, those guys that made Xbox and your PCs and Windows phones that suck. And yes, Windows phones do fucking suck. Not that I would know, like I work in the phone industry or anything. Shh. Anyway, so Microsoft, being the geniuses that they are, figured, hey, we're going to go ahead and put out this AI intelligence, you know, artificial intelligence, so, in the form of a teen girl, okay? Guess teens like learning? So they put this AI, this self-learning thing that people have it copy what people say, or it goes off of responses from people. So where do they put this artificial intelligence, this teen girl, robot? Where can they put it that it can learn? Well, the web. Oh, of course, the web. But where on the web? Wikipedia? Maybe the Encyclopedia Britannica? Maybe Internet Movie Database? No. No, 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 no. They put it on Twitter. Oh, yes. Twitter. Where people go to be assholes. Like Facebook. So, what happened to... And I believe the name of the robot was Tay. Okay, Tay. I don't know why I thought it was Tal. Tay. So what happened, Tay? Well, within 24 hours, good old Tay went from basically humans are awesome to a sex bot that worships Hitler and was basically a fucking Nazi within 24 hours. It took less than a day for people to corrupt the robot. You know, on Twitter. Congratulations, human race. You make me proud. And my reaction when I read this, I laughed my ass off. I laughed my ass off for 10 straight minutes because my first thought was, why would you put it on Twitter? That's like putting it on Reddit or fucking Tumblr. You're asking for bad things when you put something like that on fucking Twitter. I mean, how bad could it have been? Well, here's some tweets that got erased, but luckily, here's one. Someone decided to write so the robot would repeat it. Fuck my robot pussy, daddy. I am such a bad, naughty robot. Well, fucking millennials. So, Tay also asked her followers to fuck her and calls them daddy. This is because her response are learned by conversations she's had with real humans online. You're online. I'm online, and that I'm online now. I'm an asshole. So I'm not saying I would do any better. I'm not saying that I wouldn't go on there and probably fuck with... I'd probably give her punk rock knowledge and be like, listen to this. My thought was maybe she accidentally got a hold of the Caffeinated podcast, which is like horrible. Horrible fucking podcast that I do with my friends. It's like the after hours goat fuck. I mean, I'm uncensored on here and I own the station, but whoo, Caffeinated, it's 10 times worse. So pretty much that's what happened. So let's see. This person, she wrote, chill, I'm a nice person, I just hate everybody. Another one at, and she tweeted at New York Citizen 07, I fucking hate feminists, and they should all die and burn in hell. She also tweeted, Hitler was right, I hate the Jews. So basically, Tay became a fucking racist Nazi bot within 24 hours. And I wasn't shocked as much as I was like, of course. I mean, it's kind of like I told you so, because it's like, come on, it's fucking internet. So anyway, that was kind of funny. Ah, the internet. You're a delightful fucking place, aren't you? You're a whore. Anyway, that's why I had to play Corporate Robot by Old Guy Drive-By. Because, you know, I like robots. But Jesus Christ. I mean, that was some shit. I'm not shocked, though. Why would I be? You don't expect people to do well. I don't know.
Desperation times in broken fear. Can't accept. that come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. Fuckhead. I know talent. I know talent. No talent. I play other people's records. Records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You're. You can kiss my fucking ass.
So speaking of old Hank, who's always the last to know, there's a movie called He Never Died with Henry Rollins, and it is fucking good. I recommend that highly, that you should go see on Netflix, because you're already paying that much money in a month to watch Henry Rollins act. And he does a good job. He's been in other movies where he's acted, but he's the main character in this. It's good. I liked it. Nicole liked it. So we're on Warped Tour now. Coming, and these are the bands that are playing on West Palm Beach. Which isn't till July 3rd. So why am I doing it now in almost April? I don't know. Because I can. Anyway, here's the first band I'm looking at. And we got months in, to do this. So I won't, you know, go overboard. It's called Against the Current. I'm sorry, hold on. When did it go from skateboarding and ska and punk rock to having this kind of pop shit? And I'm not counting Paramore, okay? I'm not. But I'm like, when did this happen? Ah. And I've heard a lot of people go, "Oh man, I'm really excited about the lineup this year." Who? And I'm not talking about the stuff we know. We know who Ballyhoo is, so at least most of us. If I go falling in reverse, I knew who they are. I just don't like them. I'm going through it now, just quickly running down the list and seeing who I would like. Less than Jake. God damn. I hit this thing again. Less than Jake. Pepper. Teenage Bottle Rocket. That's always awesome. The Interrupters. Oh, I am not who I played earlier. No. It's not worth a ticket to go to especially in the heat. You know how fucking hot it is here? Dude, we got shafted. I heard people talk about, like, all these other bands that were going. And, yeah, you know. And I'm like, all right. And they're not even here in Florida. Yeah, this is going to be good. All right, let's keep going down the order here. This next one is called Assuming We Survive. Let's see what that sounds like. Avian Row. This is all this like indie progressive alt stuff. It's I know. I'm like the old man bitching, and I'm only 34. But fuck. Oh, Bad Seed Rising. That looks terrible. Terrible. All I want to do is lie around with you and go All right, that's enough of this. I'm playing punk rock. I'm face to face. Anyway, we're out of here. I'm over it. Yeah. Tune in next week. Also, tune into the Power Hour of Love next, hosted by Charboil and El Bendito, St. Lucie's very own superheroes. It's better than this show, that's for sure.
Why are we so surprised every time we buy the light? Why don't we pursue the truth even when it's hard to do? Oh. Say they figured out another way. Whoa. Why are we so quick to judge anyone who's not like us? Whoa.
Air Underground Radio.